The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Rob Sutton, the SDR Show. This week is live from the AVN Expo floor with me, Jay, and Paco comes out. It's a really crazy time. We just keep interviewing different people. I don't know how many get in this episode. I think four or five, but I think it'll be the next couple of weeks. One of them is a super embarrassing one of mine, which we'll get into next week, I think. But just, we had a fun time. Don't need to bore you with all of it. I tell you just to just get into it because some really fun moments from the AVN floor. Remember, we do this every Wednesday, every Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And I think the next two Wednesdays are going to be AVN episodes as well. But we, if you want to hear them early, you could go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the code SDR, get a seven-day free trial. You get it 5 days early. You get it commercial-free. You get it in HD. And you're supporting the show. Just use the code SDR. Or wherever you're listening or watching now, be it YouTube, be it on Spotify, it doesn't matter. Just share the love. Get people to know about the show. But here it is right now, AVN day one of the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's beat, I beat. It's hookers and blow. It's art, it's art. You need to know.
Hey, it is Ralph Sutton and Big J Okerson live at the AVN Awards. What's up?
Single, how you doing? What's up?
It's Ralph, I'm Jay. What's up?
What's up, how you doing? You all right? You guys all right? You need anything?
Homie, with harm.
I just want to start with this. We're at the AVN Awards. It is day number one, a little chaotic start, but I will say this. Last night, Big J and I, we drove to, it looks like the levels are good, Paco. I think they're good.
Why don't you just let Paco do his thing?
Maybe Paco do his thing. Okay, whatever you think. I'm going to make my... There we go. That way I can hear us.
I talked pretty loud and didn't peek before.
I will say this. I don't know if you can hear us, Paco. Doesn't matter. But I think girl just looked at us like she was going to kill us. What the fuck was that about? That girl looked so angry. Right there. Why is she so angry? Oh, it's not about us. She's about something. She's kicking the wall.
Nice. She thinks you're filming her, maybe?
No, I don't know.
I think she thinks you're filming her.
I don't know, maybe not.
First you said you think it's mad? What do you think is mad?
That girl right there, she looked like she was mad, but... No, let's leave her alone for right now.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, but we're going to wait a little bit.
Yeah, but
let me get all the mean things I want to say out about this place.
let me start with saying one thing.
Sup.
We had a very nice...
it tickles me so much.
We had a nice...
every time chicks walk by, sup.
We had a nice drive over last night from L.A., four and a half hours, singing songs and telling stories.
This song is a fear.
Yeah, that's for you, Paco, right there, Paco. Right there's for you. Get that on camera, Paco. Here it comes, in three,
only
two.
With harmony.
There you go, and begin, right there.
What's up? It's Paco.
Paco's here and he's available.
What's up? It's Paco and he's ready to party.
All right.
She wants this interview.
Oh, yeah, so badly. She'll come by, but she's really just hovering. She's hovering.
Should we have our first person?
Why don't we do it? You want to do it? Do we have an item? We want to bring on it? She's been hovering.
Should we have her come on?
Connie.
She's Perignon, right?
Connie Perignon, yeah. Do you think she should sit in the middle of us, or?
She should in the middle.
Should she sit in the middle of us?
We can do that.
Yeah, it'd be easier for her to hear us. Sure. I've clocked in already 47 girls I want to have sex with. Is that weird?
Only?
At the point.
I've only been here for
a while, Ralph. Wow, what a real epiphany you just had there, Ralph. You want to have sex with girls at the Porn Awards?
In that weird
way. Shut right up.
So, Jay, I'm going to introduce our first guest, who was brought to us by a former guest of the show, Laura Desiree, who introduced us to the beautiful Connie Perignon. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
I don't know if I have my first time.
It's 1,000 points in Scrabble.
Probably. Suddenly, there might be too many vowels in that, though.
I don't know how to Google search that. That's so hard.
So, Connie, just because you're the first guest here.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Well, other than being a sexy, tatted woman,
yes.
We know nothing about you.
Asian.
Yes, I'm Asian.
Asian. Get close, put the mic very close to you, please.
Oh.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been in the porn industry since April.
Okay.
So super new. I'm signing at the Jules Jordan booth. I've shot with kind of all of the major companies right now, but, you know, still trying to branch out. And, you know, this is my first AVN. Just happy to be here.
Are you from here?
I'm from L.A., but I live in New York.
Oh, you live in New York?
Yeah.
Our show's based in New York.
Whereabouts in New York?
I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that's actually how I got in touch with Laura, because...
Oh, yeah, she moved to New York.
Yeah, she's in New York as well, so, yeah.
All right, so obviously it's so much better than L.A.
Is it better?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm probably going to move to L.A. within the year.
Why is that?
I've been in New York for going on 13 years now, and, you know, this porn thing, I didn't really plan for any of it, so...
So I'm going to tell you what Laura Desiree told me, and feel free to tell me you don't want to say anything.
Yes.
So I'm going to say, she said, sex worker pivoting into porn.
Yes.
Talk to her about
yes.
it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So what was the decision to pivot from sex work to porn? Why that and why now?
You know, Jules Jordan just slid in my DMs one day and asked if I wanted to do a porn. And I had been asked a few times, and I never said yes, but, you know, it's Jules Jordan. So I was like, you know what? Do the one. Have it be, like, this crazy story that you can say one time I did a porn, and then have it be that. So we shot. I flew to L.A. We shot. And that one went trending front page, everything. And I was like, oh, fuck. I think I need to do more of these. And so my second and third one were also for Jules, and same thing, trending, all of this. So it.
You love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's something I'm still learning to be comfortable with. You know, moving from in-person sex work to porn, there's a lot of, you know, it's a learning curve, but...
There's 12 more people in the room, right?
Well, sometimes.
Depends on the kind of sex work you're doing.
Yeah,
it'll be just as many people.
Well, but... have some class. I'm sorry about Ralph. He's an old creep.
I'm an old creep. But yeah, it's been really fun. And, you know, this being my first AVN and being just around like-minded talent and fans and everything, it's been really weirdly affirming for me. I'm, like, so confident being here, even just after one day.
There's got to be... Is there naysayers here? Like, people outside? Like,
I would imagine.
Complaining? There's got to be. There's something.
Gotta be.
I mean, there's people with children in the hotel, so I'm guessing right. They're probably, like, mad that all these horny degenerates are walking around, you know?
The little kid, the mom's, like, holding the kid out, just trying so hard to get in here.
It's actually really funny because, like, CES is here at the same time, so you have all these people with their lanyards and stuff, and you're like, are you here because you're smart, or are you here because you're horny?
I heard those smart guys they'll keep asking the girls to fuck.
Yeah, the weird thing is that if the card says rammer, it could be for either show.
That's what I found the hard way when I got here. Because I went up to get my credentials, and then I gave my ID, which is my name. I don't have a stage name necessarily. Right. But she was like, could it be under anything else? And I was like, Jay Oberson, maybe not Jason, if I go by Jay. And then she goes, Big Jay Oberson? And I was like... And I never realized that that's my name for comedy that I've never thought.
Right.
At the age of gyms, I go, oh, yeah, no, don't advertise that. That's not what I mean. No, I'm just a broadcaster. It's Big Jim. He goes, please don't get that rumor going around.
So how long were you doing sex work?
I would say on and off like 5 or 6 years.
In New York?
In New York.
I'm surprised we didn't cross paths.
Ooh.
That was increased.
Yeah, this last year has just been absolutely insane. Like,
it's
you're
going to move back to L.A.
Yeah, so I think finally after 13 years, it's time to be a grown-up. And I'm originally from L.A., so, you know, it's like going back home.
It's different.
I don't like L.A. at all, personally.
There's homeless people at tents on every block now.
Which, you know, you can argue... is in a lot of places, you know? Like, it just depends on the neighborhood.
I guess the point is your issue. New York's not going to make much of a difference.
Yeah, I think it's just across the country.
Where did you meet Laura Desiree?
I met her doing Naked News, doing an interview for Naked News. And we met, and she was just so amazing. And we immediately became friends. And, yeah, we did a crazy... White Elephant recently, where I won a $40,000 painting.
Wow.
It's like the only thing I've ever won before. I was shaking. It was insane.
The White Elephant at our studio, I gave a bike lock. It's a little different.
Yeah. I mean...
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm just curious. And feel free to tell me to go fuck myself.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Why do you preface every question with that?
I'll tell you why.
Hey, I'm going to ask you a real question.
I'm annoying as fuck, so...
Just kick me in the balls.
So, you got
You could feel free to not answer, but I'm questioning, do you still work in sex work as well?
I do.
So what is it fair to assume once that blew up, the price escalated like crazy?
I actually haven't raised my rates.
Oh, wow.
I'm going on hiatus at the end of the month. Rates are considerably getting higher. And I've been telling people for a while, I'm like, the rates are going up. I'm not fucking lying. Like, but, you know.
Get while the getting is good.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's a good to know. Is there a website or an Instagram where they can find you?
Yeah, it's Meat Perignon, P-E-R-I-G-N-O-N.
M-E-A-T?
M-E-E-T.
All right.
.com. And then on there is all my links for everything. Okay. OnlyFans, my socials, all of that.
And if somebody wants to get in before the getting's good, they can reach out to you there or they don't do that?
I have like maybe 3 days in New York left. Right. So if you're trying to get in.
Now's the time.
Do it now.
Crazy question for you.
Yes.
Would you shit on camera for $500?
Not for $500.
That's what Kendra Sutherland said
what
she would do
fuck?
It for.
What the fuck?
My mind.
Sorry, say, by the way, he says I'm the creep. What kind of fucking bullshit is that?
I have.
Would you?
No.
Just shut your fucking mouth.
Remember Kendra Sutherland said she would do that on camera.
Okay, any person who is saying that they'll do it for only $500 is not a smart business person.
That's kind of crazy low.
That's so low.
Is there an amount of money, Jay, that you would shit on camera for right now?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like,
well, crazy.
Don't say something stupid. Like,
yeah, like, give a realistic minimum.
$15,000.
Shit on camera?
$15,000.
No.
What?
$40,000.
No.
Okay. He's lying. He's so lying right now.
I'm doing all right.
He's doing well.
I'm doing all right.
He's missed last night about it. He's doing really well.
I know. But something so quick.
Well, well, well.
Oh, so well. Hello. The ladies are coming in right now. I believe it is Natalia Stomach. Hello. Oh, goodness gracious. Hi, honey.
I'm talking here. I live in Ross.
How are you? That was nice to see you, honey. We will.
I'll let Faith pick something.
I think it's Natalia Star, not Natasha Star.
I know, I'm going to fuck it up on one of them.
I think Natalia is that one. Natasha is the older one.
Oh, Ginger Banks.
Ginger Banks is here. Oh, that's nice. But scenario, wow, we're running a lot of people.
Well, it's the porn awards. The porn stars are going to be here, Ralph.
Yeah, are you nominated for anything? No, you're
I am. Yeah. Okay, yes. No. I'm nominated for Hottest Newcomer. It's one of the fan categories. Oh.
But we're in a fan category, too.
Yeah, we're in a fan category, too, yes.
Well, hopefully we both win.
I'm also I'm Hottest Newcomer, but it's a little bit of a different category.
Newcomer.
Yeah, just had my first experience.
Are you a newcomer?
Well,
you are an old comer.
Well, Rap comes in
a little dusty.
A little drip.
Yeah, it was not dry. You have to add a bit to it if you're going to get a facial.
You call me old dribble sunny.
Yeah. It comes out like athletic greens.
Oh, my God.
Is that old dribble sunny over there?
Oh, my God.
Dom Perignon. Sorry, Connie Perignon.
Yes.
Piece of shit.
I got it right the second time.
Wow. Well, at least you made that connection, because I feel like so many people, they come up to me, they're like, Perignon?
Well, you're welcome.
Or like, they're like, is that your real last name? I'm like, I'm Asian. Why would that be my real last name?
Jason's an asshole rich kid.
Jay said Perignoni before, and I'm like, come on, Jay.
Perignoni.
It didn't happen. He's making that whole thing.
You know, reading comprehension is hard out here.
Oh, we got Ginger Banks over there, bro. I just recognized who we are. That's nice. All right, thank you so much, honey.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, good luck to both of us in the fan category.
Yes. We will win.
You will win. I don't know if we're going
to
win.
Oh, stop it. You have to lead with confidence, okay?
I think some hot chick
God wins.
Manifestation.
Cloudy, if you win, we get a magical night with Ralph.
I'm trying to manifest something. There's 3 days left in New York. We'll see if it manifests.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
It was so nice to meet you. Absolutely. Have a great expo. Is that what we call this?
Yes. Convention?
Convention.
Have a great convention.
Yeah.
And we'll see you around. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Man.
Now it's recording.
Yeah, now.
And I'll repeat. That thing is crammed up her snatch.
Hello, well, I'd rather see my little one.
Paco, look back and see that stuff's crammed in that girl's snatch. Right, it's that 10 feet in front of that guy's ass from before. I know every time you turn around, you go looking for that guy's ass.
She's tiny also. She's just so little. I don't like very little girls easily. I feel like I'm too big.
You are.
Man.
They don't like you either.
I would like to point this out to the listener of the SDR show. On our ride over, me and Big Jay, give Jay credit, drove 4.5 hours, knocked a half hour off the ride. I would say good driver, solid driver. And we had heard this story that, boy, you are going to see the lights of Vegas shining in the sky when you get close enough.
That's what I've been told.
So we're driving, and he goes, there it is. I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't look right. They don't know if that's it. It's all
away, and that looks about 15 minutes away, you said. And you were right.
And it was a rest stop, basically, at a casino.
It was a pretty loud and lit up rest stop.
Yeah, it was a rest stop.
Sup.
Sup. How you doing? Sup.
I'm Jay's pocket. I'll tell you what's going on a lot.
A lot of big dudes here, by the way.
It's the Liver King.
Liver King is here.
Yeah. I would Papa just secretly
build. If you got Liver King on, that's cool. I get every got him. Liver King should do porn.
I'll tell you what you could see. If you stare at faces here, come closer to this, Ralph.
I'm fine.
If you stare at faces here, you could see under a spackling of makeup.
No, but there's a girl. So there's a girl directly to your left in the blue top.
Horrible skin.
The blue top over there?
Yeah.
Oh, she looks so pretty from here.
Go up to her, dude. She has acne.
Oh, what's up, buddy? How are you, sir?
She has, oh yeah, have yourself a card.
Have a card. Take a card. Seth. From here, she looks awesome.
Get up close and go look at all the bumps on her face.
Yeah, maybe I'll get her on the show later.
Go do a, I'll talk, you go do a casual walk by and look at her face.
Okay, I'm going to
see.
Right,
see if I'm rubbing
right or wrong. All right, I'll be right back.
I'm telling you, it's acne city in this place. I'm telling him to go look at that girl over there in the blue. He said she's super hot. I said, go look at her skin, I bet you. A lot of bad skin in the porn world. They have to wear so much makeup. You know what I mean? Huh?
I disagree.
Ralph, you don't see past the fact that she's 13 years old.
I disagree. She's hot. I like her. I like her. She's hot. You're wrong.
Yeah.
Paco, zoom in on her face. Okay, she's hot. She's fucking hot as shit.
You love her?
I like her.
Go to her.
I will. I'll make her mine.
Then...
Fox, we got to get you a pair of headphones tomorrow. That's number one. We're going to get a speaker tomorrow. And we're going to get socks for these microphones to reduce the audio noise.
We're doing all that tomorrow.
Again.
Yeah, that's all tomorrow, everyone. Stay tuned for tomorrow's episode.
So I will say that we've run into several girls that have done the show before, which is nice.
Uh-huh.
We have run into several fans of Big Jay Oakerson that all look like variants of Big Jay Oakerson.
Oh, I thought you said very handsome Big Jay Oakerson. No, you're not wrong about that.
Yeah, like a Big Jay. Big Jay in an alternate universe.
Oh, that girl's saran wrapped. Now there's who you talk to.
Why is that happening?
That's what we talked to, Ralph.
Well, she can't go anywhere. That's what's nice about her. It says wrap it up on her shoulder.
Yeah, can we find out if we can talk to her? Because I've been heard things.
Can we talk to her? Can we, let's step past. They're waving at her. Saran wrap girl. Try saran wrap girl.
Get over here, saran wrap.
We want to talk to her. Let's see if she'll come over.
Not that you have to hold the mic for her.
She can't sit down, so that's going to be a problem. She's tied up.
She can sit down.
I don't know if she can sit down. Not like,
why couldn't she sit down? Her torso's,
I don't know how she's getting
wrapped up.
Maybe if you have ab strength, she has.
Paco will do it. He's going to hammer dance over there. We make all of your introductions. You hammer dance your way into the picture with those pants on. Yeah. Which is probably goes, hey, would you like to do the last show? And they go, maybe. You go, oh.
Yeah, keep going back and forth.
Paco.
Yeah, keep going back.
Hamilton City. What's up? What's up?
Hey, there's my good little girl. There's my little girl right there.
What's up? Jay, this is Ralph.
We'll be here all weekend. There he goes. He did it. Paco did it.
Paco, hey, ask your in fact girl.
Ask your hot friend. Ask your hot friend.
In fact girl, do you or your best friend come to our show?
She's coming over right now.
Are they coming over?
Yeah, we got to give her... can you get in? Is there a way to sit here? Can you sit down? Is that possible or no? All right, come on over here. All right, we're bringing her down. There we go. Let's give her the mic. I'll hold the mic for her. Jay, you want this? Do you want to give it to you? Do you want headphones or no? You can. All right, Jay, that's good.
You have place headphones?
I'm going to place. I'm going to hold the mic for her. All right, so. All right, so. You got it, Eartha. So,
my mistress.
First, I have to ask you, what is going on here? Get it very close to her face, but
I thought it was really fun to get everyone's, you know, opinions and thoughts on me. So I want people to write on me.
Thoughts on you as a performer?
Just as a visual commodity.
A visual commodity. All right, yeah. So someone said,
the thoughts so far?
Kitty Meow.
I can't really read it.
Cock House.
Wrap It Up. Ho Ho from Santa. That's a little
sight. That was nice.
Someone wrote Slut, which I don't like, but I will tell you this. They made the exclamation point, dick and balls. Something about it. I'm back in. You know what? Just when I thought I was out, son of a bitch, I'm back in.
What did that say? Gum?
Ralph, don't try to wait.
Oh, come
don't try to touch you, creep.
I said,
this guy, he's going to get kicked out by Friday.
I'm so wholesome, I thought it said gum. I thought it said gum.
Ralph, you need to have our slave and master friends.
By the way, Jay, I'm going to make you happy. It's something I noticed while she sat down.
Yeah.
Definitely, and I'm sorry to be crass here, full bush going on.
Come on. Have some class, will you?
No, absolutely, though. That is awesome. Yeah, so that's going to make Jay
really proud of you for that.
Pairs of underwear. I have to wear three pairs of underwear, or else they're going to kick me out.
Oh, really?
Seriously.
Fletch his way out. It's got its own mind, that bush.
Yeah.
Are you not allowed to show shit here?
Not this year.
Why?
Strike. That's why you don't see girls in pasties either.
Oh. We picked the wrong year to get here.
I know.
Is this you've been here a few years in a row or no?
I think we've been since 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to plug anything other than Big J Oversville?
Sure. Yeah.
You guys want to plug me?
I'm not.
I mean, it is the AVN.
How big of a plug?
It was Big J Ogerson.
Okay. Yeah, they really called that out to me.
You have to write on me when I'm done.
Yeah.
When you're going to have to ride on us.
Hi to this girl 800 times today. She never said a word to us.
Can we get one around the plastic. I buy you with my teeth through the plastic, too.
Yeah, she wants to bite her. She's going to bite her. But
when did you get that leash, Ralph? I want to have a leash on you tomorrow.
Can I touch the leash? I'm sorry. Okay, that would be fine. I have a leash.
Can you buy one of those here, you think?
Pop, sure.
Probably.
Sure. Wow.
Oh, by the way, here's that guy, Eve.
Nice Kaya with seven eyes. What is Kaya going to write?
She's from over at Spank Chain.
Spank Chain pays girls with crypto.
Piece of making exclamation point a cop.
Horror.
We're working on a theme.
Oh, yes. Plug me, Hutch. I'm a fan.
All right, wait. We got to get the... let her get the plug in again. We didn't hear that. So you said we could put the mic in her face. Thank you, Kaya. And you've
put the... Had your Sharpie, but come on, wait.
We're just here to draw attention. Sanctuary LAX. So we're like a dungeon that relocated and we're opening in February.
Okay, I know, Jay, you're a big dungeon fan, right?
A big what?
Dungeon fan?
Like BDSM.
No. I don't even like my nips tweaks.
Yep, that's not the only thing you can do. You can get spanked, you can get mummified. This is like plastic wrap.
That way it's in cock and balls for sure.
Yeah, you call it like mummification.
I don't even
bondage.
Like massages. I don't know if cock and balls work's going to be my thing.
You need an intimacy coach. Not to get too personal.
Question, if you were going to go into the BDSM world, something has to be done to you. What are you picking?
Or he can be a dominant.
I know, but he's got to, in my scenario, he's got
to
be a son.
You want him to be a son.
Yeah, I do. What is your flavor?
Flavor or what will I
in the run from?
What are you going to do? Something teensy in my butt, I'm okay with.
Okay.
Teensy.
All right, so
princess.
Then, I don't know, man. That's real. Yeah, I don't know the pain stuff at all. I find, like, pain silly.
I'm a fat guy, so I eat a lot of pussy. I'm like a giver guy.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay.
You can, like, yell at me to eat your pussy and stuff like that.
There's a space for you in every king space, you know?
Do me a favor. No, it's not going to be a follow-through, but could you yell at Jay to eat your pussy? Would you do that for us?
I yell, will people that are listening, like, shudder?
No. We just move the mic a little bit away. Let's pretend.
What did you ask her?
I want to yell at you to eat her pussy.
Okay.
Right now. Now.
Eat it right now?
Yeah. Tongue and all.
This isn't yelling.
This was yelling. That's a gentle poke.
She's like this. She goes... Eat my pussy or
call me up. But he said, it was weird that she added good sir at the end. That was me.
Yeah. Eat my pussy or, you know, whatever you know. That's how I am. We shouldn't hang out. We're both insecure. You want to make out? You probably don't. I'm ugly. Everything's stupid.
I just don't like men.
Good.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't very, like, honest when I was telling you to eat my pussy.
And a skirt keeps getting his ass whipped. That is really making me laugh a lot. It's starting to make me think, I don't know if I like the guy's ass or just like what he's doing over there.
I eat half a dozen of each. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Did you guys plug everything?
Yeah, they did. Jay's going to write something on your saran wrap.
You're going to get cheese steaks or the
pasta? Cheese steaks with your pussy.
Want to get cheese steaks?
Cheese steaks, so you're going to be a pussy.
What's cheese steaks?
Oh, my God.
In the hotel, they have a Chickie and Pete's, which is a Philly thing.
It's like a Philly classic dish. It's a cheesesteak.
Yeah, I thought you guys were doing a sexual.
Oh, like running our dicks on each other and man.
Yeah, you want to cheese stick each other?
You didn't get a cheese steak?
That's when Ralph hot dog buns my sweaty ass in his dick. So build that cheese. And then he steaks me with it. Why am I always the one getting it in these fantasies?
By the way, how about this one? The girl directly to your left with the dark hair and the tattooed arms. That's a hot chick.
Sure. I'm just telling you, dude, look, you gotta see her at 7 in the morning tomorrow. No, not even. When they get up and take all their makeup off and do whatever.
Right, of course. But, Jay, do you think this comes together easily?
You look exactly how you look, dude. This is how I look when I wake up, minus the hair.
What? Not even me, not even this morning, apparently. My hair was all fucked.
Hilarious.
I look like Doc.
We ran in the hot ass Laura Desiree, and Ralph looked like he just got fucked. Ralph had just fucked hair.
Oh, man.
Oh, SWAT's here. Good.
Have you walked around at all, Jay, and perused the different areas?
No, I came right in.
No, because I walked. So we are in the, like, I would call the vendor area. And then the other room is all, like,
autographs and shit.
Autographs and stuff. And that is a wild room.
I only waited in a line, like, thing till we meet one porn star once. I said this on Skanks the other day. It was Shane from Shane's World.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
It was Seymour Butt's girlfriend for the longest time.
Oh, okay.
And that was, like, the first, like, aside from the interview-style porn, like, Dirty Debutantes and shit, which I loved growing up, it was the first, like, gonzo porn, like, her, three other porn girls, and, like, three porn dudes are, like, we're going skiing, but it's, like, they stop at a Burger King, and they, like, fuck in the bathroom, or they try to blow the girl, you know, they blow each other under the tables.
Like Pete and Sinclair tried to do to me the first time we met him.
Yeah, see, wow, this girl is...
Oh, my God.
That's unhealthy.
That's not good, although the front girl is cute.
That looks like the girl that blew the guy who did coke in our studio.
No, that's true. But her name was something androgynous, too. It was like Courtney or something. Or
where's the black dick exhibition?
I know. It's always Jay goes straight to the black dick.
It's the place where the black dick... The black dick section is where the black dicks... what do they say? Black out the sky? You know what they say about arrows?
Oh, yeah.
The arrows will black out the sky? Yeah. Whenever the lights are blacked out, that's where the black dick stars are.
It's also
black dick stars up on this bitch.
I'm sure we'll get him. I got it. By the way, to the people listening to this first day at the AVNs, at one point we're going to do an episode called Where Did Ralph Go Wrong? Where we're getting three or four girls that I went on one date with that are porn stars, and they are going to rip me.
You've had the displeasure of spending time with you?
Yes. It's going to be embarrassing, but for the listener, I will do this. That's weird. Couples coming here is weird to me.
Ralph.
What about Earth, Wind, and Fire over there?
Ooh, this girl's fucking fat dumper. Earth, Wind, Fire. Nah, dude, that's gas. it's whatever three other things on it. It's gas, dirt.
It's Venus Flytrap.
Oh, remember him?
He died recently.
Tom Reed?
Hey, you did.
Don't you dare say that. Oh, dude, look at the toys over there.
Where are we looking at?
Massage candles and a full-blown dildo.
Jay, let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
In Jay's bedroom,
yeah,
what sex toys can be found to pleasure ladies or be used on yourself in the lovemaking sessions?
Nothing for myself. I think we got cock rings once, but I didn't like them.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like them.
No, I don't like them.
I didn't get it.
Something for a girl? Do you have vibrators?
We got vibrators, dildos... Big, like, cartoonish-sized dildos. Of course, the magic wand type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Butt beads. Butt plugs.
Wow.
That's really it, I guess.
Now, when you're...
Condoms.
And feel free to tell me to shut up and stop asking questions, but when you're...
Shut the fuck up. One. Two.
Stop asking
questions.
When you're going to have a threesome of Christine and whoever you...
Some guy.
Some dude. Earth, Wind, and Fire over there. Is there a standard routine that...
If I was going to watch Christine get fucked, though, it would be by Earth, Wind, and Fire over there.
That'd be cool.
I mean, if we're going to see it, let's see it, dude. Let's see it. Let's see what she opens up. Let's see all the time she lied to me when she said, slow down, it's too much.
Is there a routine that you go through like a standard, you know, set up the mood for the potential threesome?
Oh, yeah, I've said this before, but it's funny. Well, not the mood. It's like it is so awkward. So yeah, eventually I have to, like, do enough, like, milling around till they just start making out.
You want them to go first.
And then I, like I said before, I have to think, like, filled ice trays, get something to drink, go in the other, like, play, go outside and smoke a cigarette for a minute.
I'll be in a minute. I'm working on my high score. Give me 5 minutes.
Something. And then they get going. Then you come in, and then you get on the bed in the same pose that Tom Selleck did in Playgirl. Like, you go in the bed like that and then hope to God to fucking go for it.
What's going on, ladies?
What's up? Oh, hell yeah. Thank you, man.
What's going on?
Hell yeah.
I want to meet one Big J fan that doesn't look like a variant of Big J. That's
Lee Sand, dude. How about that?
Well, that doesn't count.
Why? She's a big fan?
No, because I feel that maybe she wouldn't be aware if she wasn't in the universe.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
Why are you going to cut me down?
If Earth, Wind & Fire comes over, sings September and says Big J in the lyrics, then we're talking.
That's way different. Sup?
Him?
I don't.
You don't
the
see.
Girl in the pink? Or hang on. So far, our neighbor.
Yeah.
I don't like her. She came back.
No, she's not.
Willy-nilly?
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
No, don't.
Don't invade our space.
You see when she just came back?
She said she broke. Well, no, when the girl on this.
She came over here to sign, but like, just bowled back here.
Yeah, if I went over there and just walked in their booth, they'd be fucking hell to pay.
Hey, what's up with these shirts? Give me one.
Yeah, give me one of these
you
things.
Fucking asshole.
Let me ride on your shirts.
Yeah, we're going to get into a fight at this place, Rob. You're going to be the first fight of your life, dude.
All right, before we go any further, this sponsor's been with us for a long time. None other than Yo Kratom. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. What better way to buy and stock up on your Kratom than the custom blends and unique strains directly from YoKratom.com at a mere $60 a kilo with super fast shipping and turnaround and all the unique strains and mixtures that you want. If you're a fan of Kratom, there's no better place to go than YoKratom.com. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, sponsor of the SDR show for, I don't know, 2-3 years now, sponsor of Skankfest, sponsor of Gas Digital, and you're supporting the sponsors that support the show when you go to YoKratom.com. And you stock up on those $60 kilos of Kratom. All right, let's get back into it.
That's good. Interrupt.
We're taking back the night on pickleball. What's that?
Oh, that's good. We're doing a podcast. Oh, a girl that knows you. Hold on a sec. Is that what's happening? Oh, a girl that's a fan.
Miss Whitney Morgan. Hell yeah, we are.
All right, a fan. Oh, she's showing it.
Nice. Hell yeah, I still got.
Oh, is that a ghost? Is that a ghost tattoo?
Players. Marks and nominated of my.
Indeed.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I have to think it's going to be the Lena the Plug Talk's going to win, I think. No?
I think some hot girl's going to win.
It's just a bus.
Lisa Ann. Oh, yeah.
Let's say that again. Who do you
think? It's a toss it. It's going to be on Fox and Lots.
Wait. Lisa Ann is a good call, too.
Lisa Ann, one of the performers, because even if they don't listen to their podcast, they have a fan base that could fucking motivate.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, we didn't know until 2 days ago that you could vote more than once.
Oh, yeah, daily.
Yeah, we did not know that, so.
I'm really looking forward to beating you guys in the race, though.
Yeah, like, you are. Did they give the full ballot? Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh, shit, we ain't winning.
Yeah, we did not know that, so that
no,
was a lot of problems.
It was an excuse to buy a fun suit.
Oh, you do know that this award, even if you do win, is a screen award. You don't get called on stage for it.
Oh,
really?
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
They won't.
God damn it.
I thought
about the suit. He can't return it now.
Well, I'm excited to wear the suit, but
we get to walk the red carpet, apparently.
That you know.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then it was important that I bought that suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be.
You guys been here before?
Oh, way too many fucking times.
Oh, okay.
Way too many times.
You guys seem like you're past the fun of it and more like the...
Oh, yeah, this is work.
Yeah?
This is work.
I did.
It's a lot.
Are you guys together?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Are we together?
I asked to pipe at FetishCon with you.
No. Then he asked, are you two together? He said no to that. You seem appalled, which I was going to be like, are you denying her?
Yeah.
Just for the moment.
Still.
You just had one of my
abortions. Okay, Jay, pull your mic away a little bit.
Sorry.
Is that better?
Two of my abortions.
Abortions?
Oh. I'm just curious.
That's good. You're pulling up the extra weight for some of those people having babies.
I'm just curious. Did you introduce her to Big J comedy, or was she already a fan? All right, that's good. Get close.
Miss Whitney Morgan.
Hi. I'm too short for this. Here we go. I was obviously a very big fan way before, and your comedy and your show.
Oh, hell yeah. Thank you so much. And plug your stuff. It's the, I know the name of your podcast.
Yes. No, yes. Human Seed Radio. Although the really, really good stuff is MissWhitneyMorgan.com. That's where I do all the weird fetish stuff.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What's the darkest fetish someone's asked you for that you wouldn't do?
To actually eat them.
Eat a piece of their body.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Oh. Wow, I like that ass right there. Jesus Christ. Get that ass.
Prepare them like they were a Christmas ham, to tie them up, have all the fixins, and to cut bits and pieces off of their body and consume them.
Is it awkward to have to break character?
Thank you, Bobby.
From like doing like Dungeness stuff to be like, I can't do that.
I don't really keep like a double personality, and I am pretty basically the same person. A little bit of weirdo, a little bit of seductress.
That's how Jay describes himself in his Tinder profile.
They do a lot of stuff to your food when you order, though. Don't order food like that.
Now I gotta be careful now.
Get me a cheeseburger now, pig.
No, you just gotta call them an asshole or a bitch. I think they like that a little bit more.
I've never been into the sub-dom like world at all.
Experimented.
I'll tell you this, I had a girl.
Very little. I could be tied up, I'd be fine with that. I would, but it's
move the microwave.
It's pain. I'm so sorry.
I had a girl once make me like her dominatrix thingy was to me to like lick a dildo, and I just thought it was so ridiculous. I'm like, it's so stupid to me.
He said it was stupid because he loved it.
By stupid, I mean I did it for 3 hours.
That's the day Ralph found out he had no gag reflex.
He had no gag reflex?
Yeah, well,
that's only honor.
I don't know, but he probably doesn't.
I have to keep looking happy.
There is one way to find out. I do have a bunch of gear here with me.
Oh, well, the night is young.
You want to fuck Ralph's face?
I can do it.
I got a pretty big strap on. I don't know if he can handle it.
Ralph.
It's worth trying.
It's not every time you're going to offer to get your face fucked.
I'm trying. We'll try it later. I'm down to try it.
Oh, he's blushing.
Are you guys broadcasting live from here at all?
No, we're doing pre-recorded interviews, but we are doing a full broadcast at X3, which is the porn convention next week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's in LA, right?
Yeah, are you guys doing that?
No, we weren't nominated for anything for that, so.
So?
They hate us.
We'll get you in.
This is my first time at any of these things.
How are you liking it?
Yeah, it's interesting.
It is interesting. That's a good way of putting
it. It's very, very interesting. Yeah. It's kind of what I thought. I thought, like, super excited, fat nerds.
A little bit of that. A lot of it of that.
Well, I asked Laura Desiree, another girl we know here. I was like, I bet a lot of the time, too, is, like, having, like, anyone can get a ticket to this.
Yeah.
So you got to, like, how many times a year do you have to, like, look at somebody and tell someone, like, hey, keep an eye on that guy's, like, being a weirdo? It's got to be nonstop.
A lot. That's why you see a lot of girls having
this security. This is my stalker.
Here's my question.
His name's Greg. I've let him in, though.
Do you think there are guys that come here thinking they're going to hook up with a porn star?
That's how, like, 90% of them are. Oh, okay. Probably even more than that.
One of our producers wasn't able to come out here because his girlfriend...
he's jealous.
Furious.
Yeah.
A couple people had that was the situation, and my manager had said something about like, oh yeah, my wife wouldn't let me come out there. I go, what do you think's going to happen there?
Yeah, are you
that's
crazy?
What I keep saying. Like, you're going to see a bunch of stuff, but I go like, I don't walk into this thinking I'm getting laid for
it's
sure.
It's safer coming here than going to a bar.
I mean, do you guys have current tests anyways?
Huh?
Do you have current tests?
No.
So you're not fucking anybody anyways?
Oh, then yeah.
Just try. I have mine.
Just the girls down at the Circle Bar.
I did it right before we got here.
The Circle Bar.
Oh, SCD?
Yeah, I don't know. I still wanted to say that.
I love you guys.
No, but I'm going to be like, look at me. And they go, do you have its current test? I'm like, look at me. I'm fine.
And that is the line.
Yeah. You just cover my dick with the belief that everything's fine. Don't worry. I pull out way early. I put that on our business card.
Yeah. Oh, what is happening?
I love you guys. It was wonderful.
It was so nice to meet you. Absolutely. Good luck at the awards.
Do some weird shit on film.
Hell yeah. And we're going to see you at the awards. Absolutely, man.
Feel free to face fuck my mouth later. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. And later, if you get a chance, come face fuck Ralph's mouth. Hold us to it because it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I don't give a shit. By the way,
Jay. We're here for the hang.
What? Thank you, honey. Jay, I found my new favorite is that blonde right there. That is my new favorite.
Yeah. Oh, what's wrong, dude? Are we fucking up, Paco?
Something wrong?
Your face looks puzzled. All right.
Look at that blonde right there, Jay. Can you hear me, Johnson?
Sit there.
Is there a problem? Is there an issue?
Isn't everything on the screen going to be showing, like the book?
Yeah, that shouldn't be there. There's a way to turn that off. You might want to call Bobby. There's a setting to turn that off.
Who? Brandon McKenna? Is it her, really? Oh, she's here? Nice.
Call Bobby. There's a way to turn that off.
She did our show like 2 weeks ago and then like 2 weeks before that.
Okay. Jay?
Oh, is that where she... Oh, tonight. Yeah, the party.
No, it's fine. It doesn't matter.
I know the girl, the girl DJing there tonight is Carter Cruz.
I love that girl so much. Jesus Christ, she's so hot.
Get a grip, Ralph.
I don't care. She's the hottest girl I've seen so far. I don't give a shit. I'm on camera saying that. I don't care.
She's got a very natural face.
I love her.
Yeah.
God damn it. Where is... Somebody can shit on her, Jay. Shit on her.
Oh, okay. I can shit on any girl.
Shit on her. She's gorgeous.
You want me to find some things?
Find a flaw.
Okay.
She's tall. She's got big, great ass.
She's blonde, so she's going to age like a fucking...
Don't talk about future. Future girl. We're talking about now girl.
Her ass.
Look at her ass. Hers is
ass
great.
It's easy. Ass is very pale, so once in a while she gets very red ass acne.
Okay. That's not such a big deal, though. Is that the worst you've come up with, Jay? She's fucking gorgeous.
I can always do what's up, brother, man.
Yeah, another
I can
big
do,
J.
This is my game. I'm the
J.
shit at this.
It's another big J. By the way, that girl was the female big J. That's what we got coming on right
now. I bet her asshole stinks.
Oh. That's fine by me. I don't hear shit about that.
Piece of shit.
We have to be on.
Yes, go ask her to be on. God damn it, she's so hot.
Can we cut?
Yeah, well, just keep it going. We'll cut it later. It doesn't matter. Right now, Paco's going after my new dream girl.
Hey, guess what, Greg? Surprise, surprise. Ralph
is a creep.
Really enjoys a lot of the girls here. He's going, oh, now that one there.
Yeah.
Oh, we're losing her.
Good. I hope she turned down because she saw you.
Nah, I give Paco credit. Paco's a fucking man that's going out.
What was that, the gay room?
What was that?
It's the gay room, right? The gay room.
Oh, there's the gay room in the middle. Yeah. The gay room was empty before.
Oh, it's empty because they're all fucking, dude.
You know what?
They don't waste no time signing autographs.
You know
they're getting corned
up. Kimbo Slice is here. That's awesome. Uh-huh. Kimbo Slice is here.
Kimbo Slice is dead, Ralph.
Well, I don't know. I know.
Does that make you feel good to say a thing? That's chocolate beasts.
Yeah.
Read the fucking...
Wow, look at her ass. Fuck you, Jay.
I'm going to call her a pig to her face.
Just, you know, when she gets over here,
I'm calling her a pig to her fucking face.
Jay? I don't think you will.
The challenge is, I don't know if I'm going to, but now you've made a challenge. I'm going to see if I can find a way to call her a pig.
I'm pretty soon to fight. I bet people call you pig once in a while.
It'll be audible.
You got to say it.
It'll be audible.
Man, that girl's not so bad either. Come on.
Oh, that one. That one right there,
what's
dude.
Up?
I don't know anyone. I'm just like, doing what you do.
What's up?
Oh, wow. That's a hot chick.
What's up?
Sup?
How you doing? Sup?
This is Ralph. I'm Jay.
That's Big Jay over there.
Sup?
We do a podcast. How you doing?
Well, Paco's really hanging in there waiting, though.
Yeah,
I appreciate
Paco
that.
Paco's going to be a good asset. Shannon wouldn't do this.
No way.
No way.
Although she'd get people much quicker.
Yeah, because of her honkers.
Okay, Ralph. They're called breasts. What a stupid outfit.
Which one are we talking
about? The Catwoman one?
Really is. That's something that as soon as she walked in, she realized I made a big mistake.
What a dumb bitch.
And the night after Christmas fucking backpack.
She turns down?
Oh, she's getting up there. Trubaco looked defeated for a second.
Well, I mean, we have a booth set up at the thing, so it's like, yeah, if we were like outside.
Pull my dick out.
Why don't you? Why don't you?
Jay, you got your little space. There you go. Not that far. Like there you go. There you go. You look angry.
Oh, this girl.
That's not right. Wow, look at that dude right there. That'd be cool if she could do that.
Lordy Ralph, gon' carry me home.
Don't be talking about these women that way. Here we go. Here we go.
Huh?
Jay's making it happen. Paco made it happen. All right, there we go. So, Ashley Lane, first thing I will say this. You walked by and I was talking about how I was attracted to you, so Jay's going to make fun of me. And we'd like to hear a little bit about you first. Tell us who you are and why you're here.
Okay.
Get the mic a little closer to you.
I am Ashley Lane. I am a performer. So I'm here just walking around and saying hi to everyone.
Are you up for any awards?
I am.
Nice. What?
Best VR scene and most outrageous sex scene.
Okay. Well,
how funny is VR scene the film?
It's extremely funny. You're like staring at like two cameras like over the guy's face, and it's really awkward because you want to look at the dude, but you have to look at the camera. So it's,
I did it once.
I put it on for my girlfriend once, Christine, and like when I had to keep putting it on because she was laughing so hard because like when it's like a blowjob, it's just like when you do girl's perspective, it's just like. Like pubes coming at your fence.
when I did it,
it looked so goddamn funny.
I was a really hot girl walked in. I looked down and I was a big black dude with a huge cock. I'm like, well, that takes me out of it.
That's the way you see yourself anyway, though, really.
True. And most outrageous scene. Can you tell us what the scene was?
Yeah. So it's actually it's really fucking crazy. I was Krampus, and I got fucked as Krampus. I was in the makeup chair for 6 hours. I had
like prosthetics there.
Yeah, I had prosthetics. I had 6 tits. I was painted all
Welcome
black.
To the club.
Yeah, it was.
Is it
crazy?
Borderline impossible to sink into fucking when you have all that makeup on.
No.
Did you
really?
Wait a minute. No. Did you do a Krampus voice?
They kind of altered my voice a little bit. But I had these crazy sharp teeth that I even caught my own mouth on them. And I worked with Tommy Pistol, and he was like, "I want you to give me a blowjob with these teeth."
Wow.
So watching the video, it's super hot, but it's also like...
It's like a danger act.
Yeah.
Did you shred his dong at all?
No, he said I did catch it a little bit, but it was fine. You should watch it because it is hot. It's scary, but it's hot.
I will. Yeah, I met a girl.
Is it called Krampus Saves Christmas?
No. I interviewed on SiriusXM. We interviewed Ebony Mystique, who's I think also up for an outrageous scene award. She fucks an old Asian man. It is pretty hilarious.
Nice.
I like when porn's a little light. You know what I mean?
Is this a little lighthearted? Yeah. Is this your first time here, or even here? Have you done?
No, this is my fourth one.
Oh, then.
Yeah. Have you won before?
I haven't. I've been nominated, but I haven't won. So I hope this is the year.
But I asked the thing, when you are, there's got to be some element of you needing to feel sexy to fuck on film to make it a certain thing. When you're dressed like Krampus, like how are you able to sink into it?
Don't Krampus shame. It's disgusting.
I'm Krampus shaming. It's my one thing.
I think just because it's so like taboo and weird, I'm like all about like fetishy, weird shit.
Okay.
So I was just so kind of like grotesque and weird looking.
I was going to say, like, the ugly of it is what was kind of hot.
Yeah, that was hot.
Have you had any desire since then to revisit it?
No.
That was a long, weird no.
Do you know how many hours? You know what time Ralph had to be in the chair this morning for us?
It wasn't easy. Ask me if I want to do that again.
Do you want to do that again?
No.
Well, just so you know, Ralph's very attracted to you. He's let us know, so you have options in the world.
Yeah.
Hey, just so you know, if the bottom ever falls out, don't worry. Ralph's waiting.
If everything goes south by the end of the convention, hit me up.
All right, I'll let you know.
You've now got a safety net, actually. And that name is Ralph Stone.
Yeah, you're sitting next to a guy who makes 4 figures a year, so you may want to get hurt.
Of a podcast network. A 2-bedroom apartment in New York City.
6'5" and a very dissatisfying penis.
Oh my God.
6'5", but God didn't tell his pecker.
Jewish, but not.
No,
the
he
good
does have Magnum condoms for show, though.
Yeah, I do keep them out on the table.
We found out.
Yeah. How tall are you, by the way?
I am 5'7".
All right, so I guess you got big heels on there.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm a bit taller.
I like you're getting her stats to see if it lines up, if you're still going to stay interested.
How I feel about it.
She doesn't like you, Ralph.
It's all right.
She's already made up her mind.
That's all. In here.
I mean, I do like tall men.
CJ, go fuck yourself.
She knows what she's doing, Ralph.
I'm going to stand up when she stands up, and it's all
there. Is that why you wore your Show My Ball Back pants tonight?
Don't knock my cute little fucking
saying your balls are fucking punched up.
Yeah, they are the light gray pants.
Yeah, don't go fucking looking at my
Not me, dude. But I wear jeans to hold it down.
Thank you so much. You want to give us any plugs?
Thank you so much.
The name of the movie is what?
It's The Bargain.
That's the Krampus movie?
Yeah.
Okay, and your socials?
Yes. So Twitter, at Ashley Lane, XXX, and then my new Instagram is stayinyourlane.xoxo.
Is it L-A-N-E?
Yep.
And you may want to check your DMs before the end of this convention.
Yes.
Oh, don't worry.
I look forward to it.
Oh, Ralph's going to throw a Hail Mary at you. You live in L.A.?
I live in Joshua Tree.
Oh, wow.
I live in Joshua Tree. I thought that was a place people just go to do acid. I've never been.
But
I've always heard.
It's peaceful.
Well,
I needed to get away from L.A., so.
Yeah.
Coyotes, though, right?
Yeah, a lot.
Terrifying.
A little bit. They make crazy noises at night.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Let's do mushrooms and go to her place.
Yeah, it sounds like it, by the way.
Once you realize you and her are just going to be friends.
You know what's amazing, Jane? I've already DM'd her. That's how it's amazing.
I bet you have, you son of a bitch.
I see
Siri,
you somewhere
weird.
Thank you.
Is that what you said? Siri, make it weird.
I got to hit record.
Josh Adam Myers does do pretty good with pussy. He won't mind me saying.
Also, by the way, I don't know how old he is. Probably 10 years old, younger than me. Is that fair?
Josh is 43.
Yeah, exactly 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Oh, it is the SDR show. We are at the AVN Awards. Me and Jay, not only we're just hanging and bullshitting with Paco. We are talking to some locals. I will say this.
Dave Smith's mom's here.
Dave Smith's mom is here. Lewis is here.
Triple.
Maynard
now there's the kind of girl you need right there, Ralph. Look how tall she is.
That's 80% a dude.
That's not a dude.
That's a really unattractive woman. That's 80% a
How
dude.
How dare you, Ralph?
80%.
That's just an ugly chick.
No, it's 80% a dude. 80%.
Paco, I need you to laugh or none of this works for me.
Oh boy, he laughed out there, man.
Paco, I gave you the headphones so you would laugh at this. I couldn't stand looking over and hear you not laugh and be like this.
Oh, look at that, Jay.
Paco will reach you to go.
Look at that mask. What the fuck? It's a transformer.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you just got to keep talking and act like we can't have him on just yet.
Not yet. I like this
guy.
What do you think of this
girl
right here?
That guy in the blue shirt out there and like he swears Ralph's done his podcast.
I don't remember it at all. I just said, sure. What do you think of the girl in the jeans and the fishnets?
I think once again, it's a not great ass.
It's like it looks like there could be something there.
I'm telling you, when I sit here and break down all of the shit, right?
Right. But look at her. Look at her. No. Come on, that's a solid. That's a
bad skin, again.
Yeah. By the way, I don't have great skin, so I don't shit on bad skin. I don't have a great ass, so I don't shit on a bad ass.
No, but you do. You have like a crazy standard for these broads.
Yeah, I know.
So it's crazy what you're saying to say that.
I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. What about that? Yikes.
I think your standards are like...
Okay, close. Oh, sorry. Mic 5, though. Okay, there we go. Yeah, there we go. Oh, JT.
That's definitely nut bag.
JT just grazed the ball bag.
Do you have hair on your balls?
Right now I do. I haven't shaved in a while.
So then that really tickles when I do that.
Oh, it feels nice. Excellent.
So.
Is that good, Paco? You happy with that?
Thank you, Paco.
What about that guy?
So here's what I'm saying, Ralph. These are two bad examples because they both have really good bodies. But
where?
Those two girls just walked by with good bodies.
Like,
huh?
I didn't like either of them.
You don't think they have good bodies, Ralph?
I wouldn't doink either of them. Whereas the
okay, here you go. How about this? Fishnets over here. Forget her wretched face.
Her face is wretched. I don't like her body. She looks a little squarish.
Okay. If she was wearing a half top and jeans, you go home with her, and then when you fucked her, you wouldn't be like it was a bad body.
Right. Okay, you're right.
But in this scenario, they have the fakest, most perfect of everything here.
Father.
And the most perfect of natural here. So it's just... Do you get what I'm saying?
I know.
It's like, so that girl in the jean shorts is an ass I would jam my face in it for 8 hours.
Eight?
Yes.
It's a long fucking time.
In the world of what we're in?
Paco, who has that kind of ass time? 8 hours?
I put in a full
20,
shift.
Maybe 15 minutes, 20.
I put in a full shift, dude, every time.
Are you getting at least a minimum wage for that?
Look at that, dude. She's giving you a shot, and that's your girl.
Oh, that's my girl right there. She's 100... She's definitely
nope, wasn't even her.
It's a dude. No, that's not the girl. That's not my
girl. It's not the girl, but again, that's a really, really good ass.
That's a good girl. That's a good girl. I'm on board with that girl.
Right, and I'm telling you, that girl in the jean shorts did not have an ass like...
No, she didn't, but I still was on board. I liked her vibe.
Right, but what are we judging on is the question, Ralph.
If they will sleep with me.
Now, we could double team this monster. There you go, Ralph. That's your girl, dude.
You know what?
Get her over here.
That is your right. It looks like...
It's a girl.
She's like Susan Sarandon a little bit.
It's an older lady. It's a nice older lady.
That's the age that Jay thinks I should be dating, by the way.
It is the age you should be dating.
That's what Jay thinks.
She's 10 years younger than you.
She probably is. Jay said to me that day, you should like stick to 45 to 50. Like, fuck you, Jay.
That's not what I said.
Something like that.
You heard that bad. I said 30. I said around like 33 to like 45.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
See what I mean? Look.
There you go. Look, I like her. I like her a lot.
Do you?
I do.
Let's go. Real sauce.
Oh, you got a little sauce.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, there's no more napkins back here either. No, that makes me throw off a little bit. That makes me vomit a little bit. Jesus Christ. And I'm the monster. And I'm the monster.
I've become everything I didn't want to be here.
And I'm the monster.
You knew you were getting me food for that reason, Ralph. You knew I was going to fancy up the place. Now Dave's mom's laughing.
Look over there. Get that. Turn around like that dude. That dude's a fucking... That's confidence.
His chick's got a good ass.
Yeah, his chick's got a good ass. That's confidence. So we are, by the way, we are day one at the AVN.
I want to get you on stuff announcing which day we are. You never know where it goes.
Okay, you're probably right. By the way, I see an inordinately high amount of bunny ears here.
Oh, they're giving those out somewhere for sure.
It's really, the girl, by the way, across the hall there, great ass, I would say. Great ass.
You're just making statements and avoiding a conversation.
Oh, by the way, I can talk about it now.
You don't think that there's a different thing besides what you would happily do versus what, like, the best in the room is?
Oh, of course, very different. I say this, I always put, like, I put girls in four categories.
Because, Ralph, I'd fuck 80% of the, what would be considered fat chicks here.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Hold on.
But I'm not going, they have the best ass in the room.
I would say this. There are girls here that I would go after and, like, try to be, like, Mr. Cool Ralphie. You know, if you've ever seen Mr. Cool Ralphie. And then there are girls that if they
it's
came up
cool.
to me and said, hey, what's up, sweet tits?
It's not cool, dude.
If they came and say, hey, what's up, sugar clam?
It's not going to happen, dude.
And then there's girls that I would not have sex with. And then the last category is girls I might have sex with if nobody would find out about it. That's the fourth category.
Oh, really? You know what's so funny? For so, like, well, I don't have good skin. I like your humility on that, but you're like, if nobody would find out, show me and nobody would find out.
Susan Sarandon over there.
No, if nobody find out, you would do that?
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it.
Really?
I wouldn't do it.
No chance.
No chance. I wouldn't get an erection.
She wasn't fat.
No. This one I would do if she came on to me.
Oh.
She's so hot, this girl.
If she gave you the honor?
Yeah,
or if you gave her the
if
honor?
If she gave me the old wink wink.
You are a lunatic, dude.
Where do you think? So you look, that girl's fucking hot.
I was when I pointed out earlier, dude. This is a child's body.
Yeah, she does, but she's cute, though.
No, Ralph, it isn't. Dude, that's crazy. If you believe, honestly, God, if you think that's cute, dude, I don't know if I could work with you anymore.
Because she's too little?
It's a boy's body. It's a little boy's body.
Well, it's a little boy's body. She does look like a child.
No, dude, it's not.
There's something
it's not
about
cute. It's awkward as shit.
She does look like a child. She's too little. She's too little. Yeah, she's too little.
Oh, I've seen that guy fuck.
That guy?
No, that guy with a star on his face.
Yeah, for sure. Big black guy means Jay's seen him fuck. Jay could recognize his dick at 20 paces.
Me and him might be Eskimo brothers on the one porn chick we fucked.
No. Paco, how do you feel about the fact that any black dick here, Jay could recognize at 20 paces? Was that weird?
Tell me, Paco, before we do that, tell me this is not attractive, right?
It's not.
It's a little too wavy.
Little too?
Yeah, she looks too weak.
Now that's a hell of a body, right here.
Yeah, I said I pointed her out before.
Could you, if we put like a bunch of black penises in a lineup, could you point out whose dick that belongs to?
Oh, I think he 100% can.
No, no. It depends. Maybe.
One time,
if you go like the 2000s, and 90s?
Maybe not just dick, but the thrust. We give you like a 5-second window of them thrusting.
No, that would mean nothing. Seeing their dick would be the thing.
What about
and
tasting
yeah, from,
it? Would you know from taste?
I wouldn't, Ralph. It's not my thing, dude. No, for sure, like, yeah. There's a couple I could tell you for sure.
What
Shane
about
Diesel, I could tell you his cock in a heart.
This guy looks
if I
like
tripped over on the street, I'd say
that looks like something right there. That's a
don't know.
It's like a confident dude right there. I feel like you can tell a male porn star. Like that guy's a male porn star. There's no
who?
Fucking way. That black dude with the blue shirt over there.
Where?
Right over there.
Oh, with the hair.
Yeah,
in some capacity
for
sure. For
sure. He just walking with confidence. Like,
oh, he's also got that Malcolm X potato conk hair.
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Go ask him, Paco. He's laid like half the fucking laid dick on half the girls here. That's why he's walking around with such confidence. Yeah, if you bring him over. If he's a porn star. Are you double fisting those two, Jane?
I just got it so I don't have to go back out.
This.
Yeah, I just got him so I don't have to go back out.
Oh, I got you. I like that Paco's going to anybody. Shannon would not do that.
Bring it. But Paco's good. Finoy is like that, too. Just go do it. That's Josh good. Would have done that, too.
I don't do that well. I feel like I'm a big fucking awkward monster.
Oh, I never want to do that, dude. Go up in, like, cold. I got that story. I did it once to fucking Max Weinberg's son. Look at that jerk off.
Wait, is there a chair there? There's a chair there. Oh, good. Great show. Oh, look at that. There we go. That's Max Weinberg right there.
See all those blemishes on her ass, though?
Who, right here?
Yep. Bumps and shit.
Yeah. That's why she's wearing the Sheen cover.
They're a little too pale. It's running the risk of that.
I feel like this black dude to my right shoulder, Jay, is
literally trying to size us up. That's really weird.
This guy's trying to size us up over my right shoulder.
Size who?
Well, straight, right here. Straight, look straight, right. There we go.
Hey, how are you?
I was over your thought.
This is not happening.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Thank you, man. Pleasure to meet you, man. Thank you.
Jay is killing it with the fan base. First non-Jay clone to like Jay. That was a good
best. An older black gentleman.
That's a great moment right there.
First time they say I have no crossover.
That girl is hot.
Of course.
That's a real hot girl.
But you need me to tell you why I'm not fucking her?
Dude, she has no interest in you?
It's all of the she had a little cellulite on the dumper and legs.
That's why you're not going to do it?
Yeah. I told you I play that game, dude. I know they ain't fucking me.
Right.
So I'll tell you all the reasons why I ain't fucking them, dude.
Has there been a girl on SDR that you would say there was nothing really you found wrong with them?
Nothing I found what?
Like wrong. Like, this girl has a little, maybe she's a little fat. Maybe her legs aren't great. Her tits aren't great. Like one
body or looks?
Yeah, looks wise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like when those fucking... Yeah, a bunch.
Okay, just
the Star Sisters came in. They're fucking...
Unbelievable.
Total bad. I mean, Kendra Sutherland's
unbelievable.
Gorgeous.
Brandon McKenna's pretty unbelievable.
Gorgeous. No, yeah, a bunch.
Yeah,
for sure.
Just because you're good at analyzing the...
All those girls are what I would consider almost like friends, at least acquaintance to friends.
Right.
So that said, if they were like... If I overheard that they said, like, fuck Jay, his fat body and little dick, I would never fuck him. You'll hear what's wrong with him. Hey, buddy, I'll tell you what's wrong with him.
I think I can. Right now, you're fine.
Yeah.
Here we go. What's the story? Marco, hit the mic up. Am I right? Was I right or was I wrong?
No, he's a producer.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, they want to ask you questions. He's like... I would have to make up answers because I'm not a porn star.
Oh.
Gotcha. Good.
All right, okay.
Ralph? I didn't recognize him.
There we go.
That's why he wasn't a black male porn star.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense.
We see Shane Diesel walking around. I got questions, dude.
I'm sure. I
got a gang of questions.
By the way, I think that we are only at the cusp of the craziness. I think the next 2 days are going to be much crazier.
Yo, well, what time is it run till on Saturday?
I think that we have to be at the award show at 5. So I think we have to leave here at 4.
Oh, we're going to leave before that. Do you get ready for that?
Yeah.
Probably got to leave here by like...
Oh, look, Mario showed up. That's cool.
Oh. Is that the Hitler girl who fucked Jesse James?
That's what it looks like.
Remember that?
That was great. She was hot, though.
Sup?
Sup? I'm Ralph. That's Shane. No, don't like it.
Now, all right, when their outfits are too, like, flashy, they're hiding something.
I wonder if that buff Asian guy with her was a porn star.
I don't know. They're trying to distract you, and they have a lot of accoutrement.
You think so? This guy looks like a porn star.
He's an old-time porn star.
He is?
I don't know. I just wanted to say it with confidence. Think this girl's tits are real?
Right here? Now,
I like this girl. I think this girl would be fun in bed.
Do you think a hot porn star would be fun in bed, Ralph? Breaking news. Can we get a new introduction for the show so we can start with that kind of breaking news?
Jay didn't like that girl, though.
Why would you wait too long? Shut up.
Jay didn't like her.
Sup.
I'm Ralph, that's Jay.
Sup.
Hey, Scott, get your hair, dude.
He wishes. I wish. I wish I had his.
Yeah.
I feel like at some point we do have to rove around.
Yeah, we'll do that.
It's only the first day. No, I'm not worried about today.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow we rove around, but we have to rove over to
the main room.
The gay room. That gay room looks hilarious, dude.
I will say this, though. It was lightly attended when I went in there.
No way. The gay room's lightly attended. More breaking news, everybody.
By the way, it was lightly attended the 11 times I went in there.
Hey, Ralph, I bet it'll pick up if you go in there and show your fucking nutbag.
I went in several times. Disappointed.
Did you show him your nutbag, though? I don't feel like you did.
Standing, I wasn't. You couldn't really tell.
I don't feel like you did show me your nutbag.
Hey, dude, came in a suit. That's nice. Shut up.
What's up?
What's up? I'm Ralph.
What's up, dude?
Thanks for showing up nice. Thanks for showing up in your linen suit.
I tell you what, these are both not good asses.
Wait, we're looking. Oh, no, that's not good.
The girl with the white and the
girl. I don't like the girl with the white. No, I don't like this girl. This guy's something. I don't know what's going on. Is it? By the way, so here's the thing. I read his name was Derek.
Wait a second. I know. Do you see how muscular that girl was?
Yeah.
I could beat the shit out of her in seconds.
By the way, the guy's name... The guy's name,
just so you know, Ralph, you see how muscular that girl was and tall and big? I would fuck her up so fast it would be unreal.
And the guy's name was Derek, and his descriptor was hot wife companion.
Oh, there it goes. So she's supposed to go out there and rip dicks off with those fucking muscular hands. I am not letting those fucking man hands grip my shit.
Anywhere no near way, fucking hell.
Remember when Sylvester Stallone went over the top? That's how she grabs your dick. She goes, you think you're winning? And then she goes, wait a second.
Here's the trick. Thumb over.
That's not a bad dumper.
I don't like it. Jay, I'm out on that one.
That's not bad.
You don't have me on
Paco,
that one.
You don't like it? You're making a bar face.
I don't like it at all.
I don't mind it.
I think that
it comes out. It's a big deal.
What about that? I like that. I like her. I like her prance.
Ralph, you like anyone who looks like they're too frail to get away?
Yeah, I can hold them down. I'm sorry, Your Honor. She said no. What was I supposed to do?
You hold food over their heads. You want to eat, baby? Want to eat? Then baby, do what's right.
Right now, though, the girl from before is my favorite. I forget her name, but she's
good. Good. Let her know that she's winning the Ralph
Taylor.
Huh?
Aria Taylor.
I think she's married, though. Fucking bitch.
No, the girl you like the most is Ashley Lane.
Oh, Ashley Lane. Yeah, Ashley Lane.
No, but I was talking about that earlier.
Oh, that girl. She was great, too. Yeah. But we didn't talk to her, so that doesn't count.
What the fuck? What?
Right, here's what I'm going to do right now. I feel like I need another alcoholic beverage. Oh, snap. Jay brings me one.
Stop trying to get away, puss.
I'm trying to get away
so you can go talk to people.
Feel talk to Ashley Taylor.
Hey, I have money.
I wish I had money.
Ralph's going to fuck someone. He's going to try.
What would be your guys' first line talking to any porn star?
So, I'm going to pull the curtain back here for myself.
Sup?
What's up? I'm Ralph.
What's up? Jay, this is Ralph.
It's Paco. I am well aware of my monsterness, so I know that I can't cold hit on a girl. There's no fucking way. It's not gonna go well. There's no way. So if we do the show,
hey, you want to come back to my place and put jumper cables on my neck bolts?
Hey, that's worked. I know I can't. I can't do that. I can't do it. I can't cold. I can't. Get close. No one can hear you.
I want to ask girls now if your height is too much. Like, you can't just approach them.
No, I can't. No, I can't. I look like a monster.
Girls aren't tall, guys.
I'm very aware of it. I have Monster Energy. Monster Energy drink was named after me. I'm telling you.
You have Monster Energy. Yeah, your personality's monstrous.
Yeah.
Balls, too.
Yeah, I don't think of that girl's cute over there. I don't think I've ever successfully picked up a girl and just cold.
Well, man, chatting her up.
That's not true. It happened once.
Once?
Maybe a couple times, but not a lot. Not a lot at all.
Oh, I haven't either. It's always through comedy, but...
I do better Instagram DMs or met them through somebody.
You do it the weirdest way, dude.
But it works.
I don't like it at all. It's grooming.
It's not grooming.
Ralph's a groomer.
It's not grooming. Saying hello on Instagram is not grooming.
He acts like he just happened upon her on Instagram, but he found her on dating site. And tries to approach like he's coming from a different angle.
I used to do that for sure. You can't do that anymore.
No, but some of them have their social media handles in there.
Yeah, believe me, I know that.
Huh?
Some people have their social media handles
in their bio. But so, like, that's how
when
you
I
find
see
the
that
message.
Way, if they're in Instagram, he does it to be like, oh, I have mutual friends.
Yeah, that used to work. It doesn't work anymore, though. That used to work. That used to work. It doesn't work anymore. I got to find new ways.
Ralph, you're a creep. It should say that behind us.
Ralph's a creep? Yeah. No.
It should say that before. Oh, thank you.
All right. Jay's getting recognized a lot.
Sup?
If Jay doesn't...
Sup, I'm Jay.
If Jay doesn't lay some dick down here...
Why? Because that one girl loved me?
Two girls. Two girls.
Who's the other one?
The one that was over there.
Oh. I don't want that lady to put cigarettes out on my asshole or whatever she does.
She was on the bad side of 57.
She's like, hey, you want to punch into your asshole tonight? Like, no.
Yeah, she was ready to do
that. No.
This girl's good. Come on, this girl's good.
Who's arguing with you? You're just harping.
You were there.
You're like making fun of you for keep pointing out that some girls are hot here. There's so many hot chicks here. It's the Porn Awards.
She's staring at me. She gave me the winky.
Did she give you a wink?
No.
If she did, that would have made me laugh because she's really just trying to get you to stop staring at her. Like, okay, there, I promise you.
Stop you. That would engage you more.
Oh, this guy's definitely swinging it.
Oh, my God.
This guy's got a hammer and a half.
Jesus Christ.
For sure.
What's up, dude? Love your dog.
Paco's fucking stepbrothers over here.
Oh, my God. He just landed from Hawaii. He just came in from Oahu, that guy.
Paco, if you need to take a break to do a haka with these guys, I understand.
You need to swap poke recipes or something?
Yeah. Hey, if you have to do some kind of a crazy face tattoo dance with these guys, I fully understand.
How do you say her ass is bad? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I didn't say her ass is bad
once. There was cellulite on it.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Not at that angle.
Yeah, there is. Another. Yeah, look at all the bumps, dude, for sure.
Man, I want to punch Jane.
That's what evens her out to make her a person you could talk to.
No, it's so nice.
Oh, she's got a dumpy ass.
Funny, so nice.
Do you feel like the flaws make them approachable, and because they're approachable, you like that more?
No, I have a
delusion. No, he's not looking for flaws.
I go after...
Oh, you want perfection.
You want perfection. I look for flaws because I'm assuming they don't want to fuck me, so I get ahead of that and tell you why I'm not fucking them.
Ah, so you neg them hard in the beginning.
Sometimes pans out.
Meanwhile, every one of them, the worst negging, all they have to do is smile at Jay and he's all 100% back in.
You think that's true?
100%.
You've watched me dress down porn stars before on the show.
Yeah.
You watched me get at them when they fucking... Yeah.
And if one of them gave you an inkling of it, if... Let's use Joanna Angel, although she's married. But if she went to you, hey, listen... Really want. I spoke to Small Hands about it, and he's okay with it. I really want to fuck you. You're not in?
Walk. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Probably not.
Do you want to ask her if negging works?
Let's ask. Let's bring her over here.
Who?
The girl with the ass that you don't like.
I think she's busy.
Well, that guy's going to do an interview with her.
Oh, that guy? Oh, look at this outfit. Is that similar to your outfit tomorrow?
Sup.
His name is Mr. Swinger. I just saw that from here.
What's up? Thought the Ryan's friend is meet him.
Okay.
What's up, Mr. Swinger?
Oh, man. Perfect. Oh, God, she's they're doing like fucking homie handshakes over there.
This brunette here is a very attractive.
I can't see her face. Solid body. Can't see her face.
Just an attractive girl.
I can't see her. I can't agree with you until I see her.
Oh, so Jordan is with that company. The girl I know is with that company over there.
Oh, okay.
Because she's sitting on the end there.
Oh. Hey, John.
Yeah, she's been on the bonfire before, that girl, and she's cool. Josh Adam Myers gives her the biz.
Doinked her.
Yeah. But Josh was also an L.A. comic, and that is also the thing. L.A., like, those girls just, like, kind of quietly and discreetly, like, come to the comedy. I said, I just took a Doja Cat watch me do comedy the other day.
Oh.
Said I was her favorite. Let's not make it a whole thing.
And don't worry.
She took a picture with me. I don't care. I don't even care.
Did she post it anywhere?
Huh?
No.
No. Uh-huh. No, I took it.
And sent it immediately to his daughter.
It was my dad. I said, go ahead, take a picture of you and blow my daughter's mind. But she did say I was her favorite. So that's why I was even talking to her. I wouldn't like, I'm bad at that.
Got it.
Hey, you're famous. Can I talk to you? No. But she was hot.
I liked Dua Lipa. She's hot.
Just love.
We're talking about pop stars.
Just gonna jump around. You know what I always thought was hot? Cindy Lauper.
What about, oh, what's her name? I forgot her name already. Forget it. Let's move on.
Hey, there we go. I'm surprised you don't like
the microphone over there. I'm
surprised you don't like Billie Eilish because you're a pedophile. I almost got it out. There you go, Ralph. There's reality.
That's lights on right there.
That's reality catching you in the face right there.
That's confidence, though.
Should we get her for help?
I've done it, Ralph. Yeah,
bring that girl.
I've done it.
Done it. This girl. You're bringing it with this girl.
That girl's body. I've done that several times.
I've never done that. On my worst day.
Oh, you're so cool. I'm sorry, you're so awesome. You're staring at him like you sent a friend over to tell a girl you think she's cute. You really are a dweeb, dude.
Now, here we go. What's your name?
My name is Melissa Stratton.
Melissa Stratton, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming here, Joe. So we were discussing something while we looked at your beautiful body over there.
Oh, God, thank you.
And we were discussing if a guy were to hit on you, did some what they call negging. You know,
I hate negging. I talk about this a lot because I'm a cam girl, I talk about this a lot because I'm a cam girl. So guys are like, you know, how do you approach women? How do you whatever? And I'm like, under no circumstances should you ever neg someone. It's just disrespectful. You know, you don't want to lead off with like
that.
You don't
need to sell us to me. He's giving you a bad rundown of myself.
Oh no, I'm not saying this about you.
He pointed at me, and then you turned to me to give me the speech. I know. I am too fat to be outwardly negging people. What I said was...
Oh, she said, yeah.
When I come there, I live in a world of insecurity. So when I see a girl that I was like, she's beautiful, she would never hook up with me. In my head and to my friends, I can tell you reasons why I won't fuck them.
Even though they're already not in.
Yeah. So it's not negging to the girl. I don't walk up to you and be like, your head's
different.
Too big.
That's different.
That's negging. Yeah. You're talking about
that girl's never going to meet me or talk to me in my life. And her eyes are too far apart.
Yeah, that's a hug, slap, hug, you know? That's fine. But yeah, negging needs to go away. It's not cool.
Yeah, I've never ever done it in my life, to be honest with you.
You got to be one hell of a confident dude to lay that out.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a personality trait, too. I feel like you either do it everywhere in your life or you don't. I don't feel like you just start doing it out of nowhere. And it definitely comes from insecurity. So if you're a secure person and you genuinely enjoy women, that wouldn't even cross your mind.
Let me ask you this one. So this is my feeling in general.
Okay.
If you're attracted to the guy, forget about any line.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter what he says.
Oh.
As long as he doesn't say something ridiculously stupid. As long as he says something, Ralph, somewhat normal.
It always matters what you say.
I don't think so.
I get turned off so quickly by people that are negative or that are ignorant or kind of hateful. So it's one of those things where
Paco, by the way.
Damn it, Paco. No,
he's only racist against other Polynesians.
I can tell how you're going to treat me by how you treat other people around you. Right. So, no, keep it positive. I'm part of like the nice club. I don't think you're ever going to go wrong being really kind and genuine and nice to people.
Well, how about this then? Have you ever met a guy? Well, what's going on over there? Paco's making friends. Where you weren't attracted to him, but he came up and he laid some fucking gray line on you. And you're like, all right, now I'm on board.
Wait, now you're on board. Yes, absolutely. That has happened to me quite a few times where I was like, oh, maybe he's not really my type. But the more he talks and the more I see who he is, yes, I definitely have like fallen in love with someone.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's true.
So, Jay, there's hope for you, even though you're a negging racist.
Are you funny?
He's very funny.
Professionally funny.
I'm a funny guy. Yes, yes.
So. Check out my Netflix special. And my soon-coming-out YouTube special.
Yeah.
No.
Perfect.
Hey, Jefferson, look it up. Take a card.
Yeah. No, I know who you are.
Do you know Jay?
I do.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Funny's always my default thing for sure.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Does it work for you?
I think so, but I'm still bad at reading the signal. Because I'm just like, she just wants to like have me make her laugh and then go off with some guy with abs and a monster cock.
No, that's insecurity right there.
Yes. But it's also why I'm funny, I think. So hard.
You can't be funny without a little self-hate.
Yeah. How about this? Is there any comic, Jay, that's like super confident, like cocky asshole?
Yeah, he's
funny.
He's supposed to host these awards, I think. Oh, but also funny?
Also funny. That's the important part.
Nah, dude. I mean, it depends. There's cocky people like Chris D'Elia, but I don't think he's funny.
I don't think Chris D'Elia's funny. I never thought he's funny.
There's plenty of those guys who, yeah, get a lot of pussy.
What about Jezelnik?
He's gay.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Hey, you know,
I don't know how deposit that is.
Yes, he did, because he's a very good-looking guy. Yeah,
he's
sure.
A good-looking guy, and he's funny.
Yeah, for sure.
Man,
not only probably gets hot dudes.
Oh, so
I'm sure he gets fucked whatever dude he wants.
Jealous.
Feel free to. Sorry to me.
Do not touch her.
Feel free.
What the point?
It was an accident.
Yell at him. He has to learn.
Don't.
He's a boundary crosser.
So we ask these questions to everyone that does the show.
Okay.
Feel free to say I don't want to answer them. Okay?
No problem.
The name of the show, if you see behind you, it's called Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
And we ask everyone their first experience with all three. We start with rock and roll, meaning the first concert you went to.
Oh my God, this is good. Yes. My very first concert I ever went to, I was about 12 years old, and it was The Cure.
Brilliant.
Nice. My dad won tickets off the radio, and I was like, I want to go.
Oh, so before we became an old lady.
Yes, I'm a massive Cure fan.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That's interesting.
It was awesome.
Like
it was also the very first time, because talking about drugs, it's probably your next question. Yeah. Very first time I ever smelled weed.
Smelled weed.
At that concert. I was like, that's disgusting, Dad.
Was your dad smoking?
No, he wasn't smoking. He was like, that's weed, honey. It's like.
But usually everyone.
Does your dad smoke? Or did he?
No. My parents are like very conservative.
What?
Obviously. Guys, come on.
Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Salt Lake City.
Oh, I was just there for the first time.
Yeah.
I love
it. It actually is really pretty down. So, yeah.
I do the Wise Guys Comedy Club down there. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah.
So, usually everyone's first drug is weed. So, we say the first drug you ever did after weed, unless weed wasn't your first drug.
The only other thing I've ever tried is coke, and I'm not proud of it. I'm clean and sober now, and I love it that way. No drinking, no
nothing. Nice. How long?
You know, it's only been about a year. This is somewhat new for me, and I just turned over that new leaf. Feels really good.
Hell yeah. No,
so you guys can do the drugs for me.
Don't smoke shit yourself.
I tried coke twice. Wasn't my thing. Also, I was like, I'm addictive enough that I'm like, if I loved it, it would be a problem. So I'm like, I'm just going to stay away from it.
Anything I do in life, I do really hard.
I bet heroin's so awesome, but I can't try it for that reason alone.
No, we're not going to go there.
And now, the first time you had sex.
Oh, first time I had sex was, I was 18, because I grew up really conservative, so I waited. And it was.
Were you Mormon growing up?
I was.
Yeah, everyone there sort of is, right? It's either you stay with it or the rebellion.
Yeah, do you know how many girls in porn are formerly Mormon? It's wild.
Oh, is it
it's
really?
An insanely high percentage. You should start asking that question.
You have
me floored.
In all of the Bible Belt states,
yes,
that gay porn is the highest search engine. Abortion is at the highest, and porn stars are at the highest
100%.
In all the Bible Belt states.
Yeah, including Salt Lake City, which is not part of the Bible Belt. It's its own little thing.
It fits in the
beautiful town.
Though. It fits in the zeitgeist of what I'm saying.
That's what I love about it. I said to fly there from New York to do a weekend at that club, and I go, so weird, for like 48, 50-some hours, just surrounded by those mountains. It's right. So beautiful. And then you fly back to shitty New York.
You don't shit on New York, my friend. How dare you?
Are you LA-based now?
No, I'm Chicago-based now, and I go to LA once a month to shoot.
Come see me. Chicago, Zanies.
Oh my God,
I'm there the weekend of the 11th. 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th.
Perfect.
All right, perfect.
It was Mosh and downtown Zanies. Both.
Perfect. Okay.
I'm doing two nights of one, two nights of the other.
Right.
I'm pulling to it.
Don't heckle me, though.
No, please do.
Don't go. Okay, good.
Well, don't sit close.
I won't.
I do all your plugs, young lady.
All my plugs. I don't know. You can catch me online on Chatterbait, Melissa Stratton. You can catch me in any of my new scenes coming out. God, I just did one for Naughty America that's really hot, so I'm everywhere. I mean, look me up on Pornhub, I guess, if you have to.
Are you nominated for anything?
No, I'm in a DVD that is nominated, so that kind of counts. Yeah.
Charles, we're in a category we'll have no chance of winning.
One question. What is the DVD? Okay. And then Paco has a question. You said you have a DVD.
Oh, God. The DVD is called, what's it called? It's like Lesbian MILFs, but it's in the best like age gap category. I was the MILF.
How does that work out?
What is MILF?
Was it 9-year-olds?
MILF is like over 21. Yeah.
Really?
I'm 33, so I'm very old for porn.
Oh.
So wild.
That's cool.
Wild. Okay. We met so many girls that were like, yeah, I did MILF something, 8, and I'm like, MILF?
MILF.
So if it's
because I'm old.
If over 21 is MILF, does that mean 30s is GILFs?
Oh, shut up.
Fair enough, dude.
Pretty close, yeah.
I'm wearing a GILF.
Paco has a question. Hold on.
My daughter's 20.
So my question is, we were all talking earlier about how Ralph can't just talk to anyone because he's freakishly huge.
Oh, yeah, are you a little intimidating? Even sitting down, you're tall.
He's not at 6'5", 6'6".
He's trying to play a game.
Yeah. Work a little monster.
He's super confident. He's lying to you.
I look monstery. I'm aware of my monsterness. How tall are you?
Oh, God, am I only going to come up to your belly button? Yeah. I'm 5'5", so I'm actually...
But you're wearing
big
heels.
With age, I'm really tall for a corn girl. And with heels. I know. Well, look how tiny everybody is.
I don't know if that's right. We're going to stand up on the camera. See, look, I'm a monster. I'm a fucking monster.
Yeah, you're
kind of
scary.
Yeah, see? So I can't approach a girl. I'm aware of that.
Because you're a freak.
Because I'm a freakish monster.
Everyone hates you, Ralph.
I know. What are you talking about?
I try to perpetuate this sense of insecurity.
No, no, no.
Everyone hates you.
Girls love tall guys that are, like, proportionately normal inches, like 6'2".
Those hands are just a little too
I just
big.
Look a little monstery. Yeah. I like, yeah, just I'm a monster.
Just, like, hunch over a little bit.
What could he do with that freakish height to make a girl feel more comfortable?
Sit down.
He's not strong enough to hold you up.
Sit on the bar stool and just kind of be like, what's up?
If you think he's strong enough to hold you up in the air, he's not.
Oh, wait, that's terrible.
Also, no. maybe don't wear these dumb pants that show off my
typical. Ralph also...
Oh, yeah, your pants too tight?
No, they are.
Yeah.
Ralph also 69's on top, which is weird.
Oh, you like to be the little spoon?
Always. Oh,
yeah. Well, you know.
You know, some girls are into that, though.
Thank God.
Not this girl.
We'll find you a Dobby mommy.
Oh, sounds good.
Me, sorry.
Thank you. So
I want to hold a leash on your neck tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it. I'll do it all day long.
It's a big dog.
Yeah. Thank you so much for
hanging out. Bye, guys.
Oh, hey there. So you may notice it ended abruptly. We did 3 days at the AVNs. We lost, in case you didn't know that, but we did have a good time. So I'm sorry that it ended abruptly, but it was a fun time. Big J and I spent a glorious amount of time together and just had a lot of fun, and it was good because we hadn't hung in a long time. You will be hearing more clips and pieces over the course of the next couple of weeks. I think we taped about 20 interviews, all a few minutes. One next week, by the way, which is so fucking embarrassing, but I think for the listener, you're going to love it. It's me and Big J and two girls that are porn stars that I went on one date with each that did not go well, and they explain where I went wrong. And it goes about as well as you could expect it would. So that's that. But thank you so much for listening. You can follow me over at I Am Ralph Sutton. And that's really it. Okay, thanks. We need a song of the week. Shit. What can we do? Is there a let's do this. There's a song called Porn Star Dancing by I think the band is called Darkest Day Shannon. So play that. Bye.